It is Thursday, October 12th. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. If you're heading to the state fair this evening, it should be pretty comfortable as long as you've got a light jacket. Temperatures are going to be falling into the low 50s. Tomorrow will be beautiful, mostly sunshine, a high of 80 degrees to close out that work week. Tensions were high at UNC Chapel Hill today. Dueling demonstrations over the war between Israel and Hamas led to shouting and, in some cases, police having to intervene. The scene became chaotic around noon. A Jewish professor was pushed down the stairs. At one point, the opposing groups were fighting over which flag could be flown at the protest. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has declared this to be North Carolina's Solidarity with Israel Week. The declaration drew criticism from Democrats and Republican opponents who pointed to Robinson's history of remarks viewed by some as anti-Semitic. Robinson says his previous statements were poorly worded but were not anti-Semitic. He's the acting governor, while Roy Cooper is overseas in Japan. A woman says she was held at gunpoint and carjacked over the weekend at a Durham park. She says two men stole her car at West Point on the Eno Park. Police say they have not made any arrests. The good news is her car was recovered. Is a recession coming next year? WREL's Five on Your Side consulted with seven economists, all of whom say that we will likely enter into a recession at some point next year. Although wages are up, economists say so are the cost of goods. For more on these stories and other news of the day, visit WREL.com or the WREL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great evening.